Welcome to episode 556 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 8 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. Let's begin with a quick recap. To be a happy new you, focus on the present and the future rather than the past. Consider your ways. Think about specific ways that you can please God, glorify Him. Embrace God's gift of grace. It is through grace that you will receive spiritual training. You need to be born again. New life is a gift, a miracle of God. You begin a happy new you when in faith you accept that gift. You need to be reflective. Think about lessons learned. Think about blessings received. Think about paths that you want to follow. You need to be grateful. Thank God for His grace. Thank God for His gift of newness. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. The word therefore refers us back to verses 14 to 16, where Paul tells us that all believers have died with Christ and no longer live for themselves. Our lives are no longer worldly, they are spiritual. Our death is that of the old sin nature which was nailed to the cross with Christ. It was buried with Him. And just as He was raised up by the Father, so we are raised up to walk in newness of life. That new person that was raised up is what Paul refers to in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 as the new creation. To understand the new creation, first you must grasp that it is in fact a creation, something created by God. John 1 verse 13 tells us that this newness was brought about by the will of God. We did not inherit the new nature from our parents or decide to recreate ourselves anew. Neither did God simply clean up our old nature. He created something entirely fresh and unique. The new creation is simply new, brought about from nothing, just as the whole universe was created by God ex nihilo, from nothing. Only the Creator could accomplish such a feat. Second, old things have passed away. The old refers to everything that is part of our old nature: natural pride, love of sin, reliance on works, and our former opinions, habits, and passions. Most significantly, what we loved has passed away, especially the supreme love of self, and with it, self-righteousness, self-promotion, and self-justification. The new creature, or the new creation, looks outwardly toward Christ instead of inwardly toward self. The old things have died, nailed to the cross with our sin nature. Along with the old passing away, the new has come. Old, dead things are replaced with new things full of life and the glory of God. The newborn soul delights in the things of God and abhors the things of the world and of the flesh. Our purposes, feelings, desires, and understandings are fresh and different. We see the world differently. The Bible seems to be a new book, and though we may have read it before, there is a beauty about it which we never saw before and which we wonder at not having perceived. The whole face of nature seems to us to be changed, and we seem to be in a new world. The heavens and the earth are filled with new wonders, and all things now speak forth the praise of God. There are new feelings toward all people, a new kind of love toward family and friends, a new compassion never before felt for enemies, and a new love for all mankind. The things we once loved, we now detest. The sin we once held on to, we now desire to put away forever. We put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. When a person encounters Christ and surrenders to Him as Lord and Savior, that individual is now in Christ, joined to Jesus in His death and resurrection. Romans 6 verse 4, we were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. We become a whole new creation in Jesus Christ. Galatians 6 verses 14 to 15, but far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. A reformed way of life, or old self, was, according to Ephesians 4 verse 22, corrupted by its deceitful desires. But the new self in Christ, which according to Ephesians 4 verse 24, was created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, this is completely different. Scripture says that when Mary Magdalene encountered Jesus, he cast 7 demons out of her. After being set free, Mary was forever changed into a devoted follower of Christ, from being demon-filled to being right with God. What accounted for the change? An encounter with Christ. And that can be true for us as well. Through union with Jesus, all things have become new for born-again believers. Our old life, dominated by sin, no longer controls us. Romans 6 verses 5 to 8. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin, for when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. All things have become new illustrates the beginning of our transformation, our inward renewal and regeneration that will culminate in the fullness of our salvation to be experienced in eternity. Our Savior's death and resurrection ushered in a foretaste of an entirely new world still to come. 2 Peter 3 verse 13. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Eventually, everything in creation will be made new. In Colossians 3 verse 10, the Apostle Paul explained that the Christian's new self is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Through the inner working of the Holy Spirit, believers grow into the image of Christ with ever-increasing glory. God promises to give us a new undivided heart, removing our heart of stone and replacing it with a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36 verse 27, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. The changes begin in the heart, but then spill out to our behavior. In Philippians 3 verses 4 to 9, Paul explains that these changes don't happen through our own force of will and self-effort, but through living by faith in Christ. He adds in Galatians 2 verse 20, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. For believers, all things have become new in us and in our relationships with other people. We now look at unbelievers with compassion, seeing them as Christ saw them, like sheep without a shepherd, or as lost sinners in need of a Savior. No matter how different they may be, we recognize fellow Christians as part of one united body, the new creation. We're able to declare, as Paul did in Galatians 3 verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. In an American context, we should add there is neither Democrat or Republican, citizen or immigrant, conservative or liberal. In other contexts, there is neither Hutu or Tutsi, Catholic or Protestant, Serb or Croat, Turk or Greek. All things have become new through our union with Christ, and we no longer live for ourselves. To the new creation in Christ, Jesus said in John 13 verses 34 to 35, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Instead of living to please ourselves, we now live to please Christ, serve him, and look out for the interests of others. Father, we thank you for the miracle of the new creation, created by your power and for your glory. Help us to submit to the work of the Holy Spirit in recreating us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.